1 Timothy chapter 2. I exhort therefore, that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all who are in authority, so that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all Elohimliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of Elohim our Savior, who wishes all men to be saved, and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one Elohim, and one mediator between Elohim and men, the man the Messiah Yeshua, who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time. For which I am ordained a preacher, and an apostle, I speak the truth in the Messiah, and do not lie, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity. I wish therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands, without wrath and doubting. In like manner also, that women adorn themselves in decent apparel, with modesty and sobriety, not with braided hair, gold, pearls, or costly array, but which is suitable for women professing Elohimliness, with good works. Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection. But I do not allow a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. For Adam was first formed, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. Although, she will be saved in childbearing, if they continue in faith, charity, and holiness, with sobriety.